Okay. We can put somewhere in the TH episode how humans. I was doing something about how humans become scientists become stupid or humans become stupid. We can maybe include them in each other. So maybe it should be have humans become stupid. Yeah, why not? I mean, the title, not the answer. Well, maybe that's the answer too. Remembering how the older people were when I grew up in the late 50s. And how they saw us youngsters. I would say that if they look at the world today, they will say that humans have become childish. That's what I think. You know, a childish person who is just interested in playing something all the time and actually not very able to take care of themselves. Being taken care of by a parent state that is more and more, it seems. Well, there's someone there who tells us where it's at and gives us our jobs and who we rent our apartments from, and now they are talking about that. Such as I understood the Great Reset, and we shall not own anything at all in the future. And then just partying, getting drunk, taking all kinds of drug to give us far out sensations and spend our lives decorating our bodies. So yeah, and another thing, maybe humans are just dreaming too much. Not in the sense of dreaming up plans that they then put into action and realize, but idly fantasies. To some it even seems that the line between the movie world and the so-called real world is getting blurred. Sometimes it's even hard to distinguish them between each other, to distinguish between them. What do you think? Is all well with us humans today? Are we, as a species, acting as responsible adults? In caring for this world that we have inherited. From our ancestors. Or maybe we need to just shape up. Grow up. If you're a super billionaire, there are a few today, are you acting responsibly? Using the gifts that you have been given. I mean, in the past, people had this gratitude that this fortune I have made is a gift from God, but I don't know today. Maybe it's just made by me and for me, and that's it. Like a child, everything I possess is mine, and that's all life is about. Or do you, Mr. Mrs. Billionaire, rather take this as a responsibility with benefits, or what they say. But yes, there's some good karma here. I unfortunate to live a life of plenty, but I don't need more plenty than that. So maybe my purpose in life is then a higher one. Maybe that's what my life is for. I've been given all this fortune and power or influence. So I can protect and care for other people who are more helpless. That's always how it was, isn't it? That we have this ideal about a good, responsible leader. Who is such a leader because of having a more noble, or not a more, but a noble character. We call them nobility, but where are they now? I don't know. Well, again, it's a matter of our minds and hearts, each one and every one of us. For instance, if each and every one of us, or enough many of you billionaires or power brokers out there, would see your own lives like that and act like that, I don't think there will be any starvation or hunger or homelessness or poverty anywhere on this planet in just a few years. There is so incredibly much money around in the hands of some people today. And I know in the so-called underdeveloped countries, a little money can buy you a lot. It doesn't take that much to get a whole society on its feet again. If we would cooperate. Those in power would, rather than, as is going on right now, cooperating for making war. Yeah. It has to start right in here, in each and every one of us. And the ones in influential positions or affluent positions are the most important. We need you now for this. And you will go to history. Glorified with statues and stories in the history books rather than as thieves, as greedy, selfish creep, which there's a risk for otherwise. Just in care. Just in case you care about such things as how one will be remembered. Anyway.